From NPR and WNYC, this is Ask Me Another. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, your host for another episode of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Right now, you're going to get some insight into the kind of games I like to play. I'm from a big family, the youngest of six, and still, I was not the favorite. So I grew up playing games alone. I'm serious, even Monopoly. But things have changed, and this whole next hour is a collection of the games I like. And my motto is, the weirder, the better. Take this first game. So normally when people travel, it's to experience something completely different. Perhaps it's to take in some history, hit the museum circuit, sample the local cuisine. And what do you find right beside the ruins, galleries, and markets? A McDonald's. Yep, and it's packed. And you wonder who travels all the way to Rome, Paris, or Ho Chi Minh City, only to end up at McDonald's. Puzzle guru Will Hines joins me in this round-the-world trip to the Golden Arches in a number we like to call, Where in the World is Ronald McDonald? In front of me right now are our first two contestants. Please welcome Reuben Hampton and Mark Thomas.
Hi, okay.
Wow. Reuben, I have a question for you.
What might that be?
What is your favorite thing to order at McDonald's?
Water.
Good answer, Reuben. I like the way you eat. Mark, what is your favorite thing to order?
Absolutely nothing.
Really?
Yes.
All right, well, you're in trouble for this game then. No, you'll be fine. This game is called Where in the World is Ronald McDonald? So, contestants, we're to describe special menu items that you can only find in certain regional McDonald's around the world. For example, if we said that Ronald was snacking on a side of poutine before visiting the Basilica of Notre Dame in Quebec, he would be in Canada, obviously. So you have to tell us where in the world Ronald would be. And in case you don't know, poutine is gravy, cheese curds, and fries. And is the most delicious thing on the planet. Okay.
That's my favorite thing to order now.
Mark, I already like you. Ronald is enjoying a McAloo tiki burger before visiting the Asiatic Society of Mumbai. What country is he in? Enjoying a McAloo tiki burger. Reuben.
Saudi Arabia.
Close, but no. Mark.
United Arab Emirates.
Interesting. You guys are very specific, but incorrect. It's a 100% all sacred cow beef patty. Actually, it's not that at all. I believe it's a vegetarian potato patty.
That's right, yes.
Anyone out there know?
India!
India is the answer. That's okay. They get harder. Ronald is snacking on Le Croque McDo ham and cheese sandwich while gazing at the dome of Sacré-Cœur. What city is he in? Reuben.
Paris.
You are correct. Ronald is chowing down on a soy-marinated bulgogi burger before dancing Gangnam style in front of the Gangnam Finance Center. What city is he in? Reuben.
Seoul.
I feel like the intention was correct.
I think the intention was correct. Yeah, we'll take it. Seoul, Seoul. Do both of you know about the YouTube sensation?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh, Reuben is even doing a little bit of the dance. Some people don't know of this song.
If you haven't been on YouTube in the last 3 months at all, then you wouldn't know what it was.
You wouldn't know that it's the number one YouTube video ever.
That's right. You'd be safe.
And if I said to you, if I said to you, hey, sexy lady, what would you say?
Oh.
That is correct for a bonus point in my mind. Ronald is relishing the cumin in the Mac Arabia tagine while standing in line for the Rabat Archaeological Museum. What country is he in? Reuben.
Iran.
No, I'm sorry. The Rabat Archaeological Museum. Neither of you have been to that. Unbelievable.
In our fictional universe, Ronald McDonald is way more cultured than either of you.
If anyone knows the answer?
Morocco.
Morocco. Ronald is eating a breakfast of Mick Mogliette's featuring beans, pico de gallo, and cheese on a muffin before hiking around the ruins of Chichen Itza. What country is he in? Ruben.
Mexico.
Correct. Ronald is savoring the flavor of breaded shrimp offered by the Ebi Filet-O while shopping in the Ginza district. What city is he in?
It's not kosher, I can't tell you.
I understand. You would never go for the Ebi Filet-O in the Ginza district.
Well, I'm wishing I had a clue ready.
No.
How are you guys feeling?
I'll take a rhymes with.
Let's just say that you didn't get it.
That's our hint.
Let's throw it out one more time.
Tokyo
is the correct answer. Ronald is devouring a kofta burger complete with a parsley-sprinkled bun before visiting the Hagia Sophia. What country is he in? Just a sigh. No? Do you want to give him a hint?
Well, you'd be in Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Mark.
Turkey.
You are correct. All right, Will.
Ruben is the winner of this game.
I will wait a lifetime if it takes that long. I know she's out there, for I have heard her song. In dreams she sings to me, her angel's voice, a symphony. She's my millionaire girlfriend, and she's my life. Once I finally find her, I'll get permission from the wife. We will all live in our castle high. My beloved and my millionaire girlfriend and I. My beloved and my millionaire girlfriend and I.
Mr. Jonathan Colton. And look at this. We have two new lovely contestants. We have Natalie Bear.
Yeah, hi.
And Beth Slepian. Trivia family? Is your family into trivia?
They are.
Really?
Yeah, they really are. My parents are. Back in 1984, I think, my parents were in a Trivial Pursuit tournament.
Oh.
And they won because my dad sat up all night and he memorized all the cards. And my mom just knows stuff. So it worked out well.
Welcome, Beth. And Natalie, you are right now in the graduate program at NYU?
I am. I'm in the Interactive Telecommunications Program.
Wow, that doesn't sound like it makes any sense. What is that? The what?
It's basically everything interactive and technical.
This game is called The Mad Men's Guide to Etiquette. Ah, the 1960s were different, weren't they? Back in the day, you could get drunk at the office, everyone smoked, and men treated women like meat. The good old days. So for this next game, we're going to ask you questions based on the advice of etiquette manuals published in the early 1960s. For example, Will?
Yes, Safira.
Although a woman may order one at a restaurant, it is considered uncouth for a man to consume a fancy what?
Mink coat.
I would consider that very uncouth, yes.
It'd be uncouth. It'd be rude.
I can see where you're going with that. However, the answer is a mixed drink.
Ah, yes.
Yes, a woman could have them, but a man, no. Very uncouth.
Can't have a sea breeze in the 60s.
No. Okay, so contestants, you're going to ring in when you know the answer. And my advice is that if you have no idea, throw out a guess, because the 60s were a crazy time, and your guess just might be correct. So whoever gets the most right will move on to our Ask Me One More Final Round at the end of the show. Ready? Fantastic. If a man is traveling with his secretary for business, not only should they be placed in separate hotel rooms, but also on separate what? Natalie.
Floors.
Floors is correct. Temptation is too great. They need at least an elevator between them.
That's right. No one has a sex drive after walking up a flight of stairs.
At elbow level with firmness and quick. That's a description of a proper what? Beth?
Handshake.
Handshake is correct. In case a lady would like one, a thoughtful and polite man carries what on his person at all times, even if he doesn't use them?
Cigarettes.
Natalie?
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes. Cigarettes is correct. What a different time. If a man accidentally jostles a woman in a crowded space, it is polite of him to merely touch his what? Natalie,
they both look horrified.
Touched his face.
His face.
It's just a very slow stroke of his own cheek.
I'm picturing Don Draper doing it, yeah. And it's great. So
I'm gonna say wife.
It just has to be. I love
that would
this
make
idea.
Sense. Yeah. This is who I meant. It's like this is.
I'm with her. Yeah. Both really good ideas.
Yeah, that turns like inappropriate public touching into like freeze tag or something like that.
The answer is his hat.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
That makes perfect sense.
Right. That makes everything okay.
Yeah, just touch the hat. Ha ha ha, jokey joke. All right. When a woman is being toasted, proprietary demands that she lower her what? Beth.
Her gaze.
Her gaze. That is correct. Oh, her wow. Eyes. Yes. A man should never enter a room before a woman unless the room is what? Beth.
Dirty?
Dirty! A woman after my own heart. No, unfortunately, men didn't care about that. Yes.
Dark.
Dark is correct, Natalie. Okay, Natalie, by 1 point, you won this round. Congratulations. Coming up in this best of episode, we'll pay tribute to a Billy Joel classic, and pop culture writer Chuck Klosterman compares his love for the women he's kissed to his love for the band Kiss.
Well, they had similar hair. They both had elements of Judaism in their existence.
All of that's coming up on Ask Me Another from NPR.